What's the din by a matzav of shnayim oichim? Rashi says it was koidim shenishbu'u. Interesting, we're going to see about that a little. It was a situation where it's pending for a psak yachloiku, we know that. Not called olam gavar, not yehei munach. The answer to that is not for now's discussion, but the din was supposed to be yachloiku. I mean, by called olam gavar, it's supposed to be takvechet b'faneinu l'chayra. Adarabba, that's the whole situation of called olam gavar. But on a matzav of shnayim oichim, where they didn't swear yet, again Rashi says, but it's pending towards a psak yachloiku, and the Gemara says, what if Reuven, we're going to stay consistent, was toikifit? Mamish in front of it, b'choska, Reuven grabbed it. So the Gemara speaks out, and we started this last time, hey, Yidomi. Idishosik oiduye oidule, idikoit sovach, my havalilam ebad. So we saw that the Gemara holds, and I want to again, connect this things to be most of a lot of profit that have to be built on what we already established. But the Gemara says, "Idikat sabach mehavale lameva." The Hainu state in the Gemara, tfisa doesn't help. By shnayim oichzim, tok vay echad moitzian miyodoy. It's an important quote. Tok vay echad moitzian miyodoy. There might be a new element of shtika kaidah. We'll talk about. But as a rule, tok vay echad moitzian miyodoy. As long as the shimin protested, sabach tried to grab it back, politely protested, screamed, the various things. If he protests. So then Avada, the din is, Moitzin Miyadoi. The Ramban and the Rajbo in the Sugya say, and we're going to come back to this, Bahan Achtina Vesalkina, it's important Nakuda. The Ramban and the Rajbo say, why talk for Echad Moitzin Miyadoi? Because we pass and talk for Kayin Moitzin Miyadoi. Quick reminder of a Sugya we really didn't do yet, but it's hovering over us the whole time, by a Safik Bechor, where it's born into the Yisrael, and the Safik is Noilad in the Matzav of the Yisrael. The din is, quoting a Mishnah in Taharis, HaMoitzi Mechaveri Olav Haraya, literally, the difference of Yisrael keeps it. Okay, what about a Jewish child? What if the Kohen grabs it? So there's a Matzav that says, yeah, consistently say, HaMoitzi Mechaveri Olav Haraya, but now the Kohen's holding it. And yes, the Yisrael can grab it back also, v'chule. But that's what the translation of the words is, Tokfei Kohen. Ein Moitzian, Bezdin won't take it away from him. Yes, the Yisrael can grab it back. There can be an ongoing saga of alternative HaMoitzim HaKamel HaZariah. But Bezdin won't grab it back. At the other end, there's a man there, no, talk for Koyin Moitzian Miyadai. The Hainu, when we pass in HaMoitzim HaKamel HaZariah by the Shema B'Shema, no one will ever know what happened last year to that mother Behema and whether it really gave birth to a Bechor. Let's assume it's a case we will never know, even in such a case. And the din is, it's frozen, it's set. That the Yisrael wins, HaMoitzim HaKamel HaZariah, Tokfei Kohen, the Kohen attempts to grab it, not attempts, grabs it, Moitzian Miyadai, we'll reinstate it back by the Yisrael. Fascinating. The Ramban, and it's a sugya we're going to do as soon as we get there. The Ramban and Rashba say that the Yisoid, by our sugya of Tokfei Echad, that Moitzian Miyadai, Sovach, Mahavale Lamebad, what should Shimon have done? Give him back his green half of the talis. You go back to Yachloiku. The Ramban and Rashba say it's connected to Tokfei Kohen Moitzian Miyadai. But we proved, and Shtel Devek, and there's more to do on it, but I was starting, that there's got to be another pshat. It's maybe true, careful, I want to be careful. It's maybe true that if you hold Tokfei Kohen Moitzian Miyadai, that would also, ditto, yes, maybe, even that's something to discussion. But let's assume that that's true, that if Tokfei Kohen Moitzian Miyadai, then Avad the Tokfei Echad Moitzian Miyadai. Again, I'm already bavarning, even that might not be true. But putting that on the side, we have reasons that we have to go different way. The Rambam holds Tokfei Kohen, Ein Moitzian Miyadai. He still holds over here, Tokfei Echad, if it's Tzavach, Mahavah Lemetad, Moitzian Miyadai. The Rush, we quoted, later on, we're going to see this Rush Bar Chava, but he holds that Chosh by Bari, you Bari, Tokfei Kohen, if there would be such a case. Tokfei Kohen, Ein Moitzian Miyadai. And still, over here, Tokfei Echad, Reuven, Moitzian Miyadai. And we proved it from Tysus also in Virus Rishonim. So there's got to be something else. So I want to say one thing. I don't know if we said it already on Thursday. You know what's one good geschmack, a reason why if Reuven grabs it in front of the Bezdin and right away Shimon protests that we should give it back? Because Reuven's a grub of Goslin. What do you mean? There's a Torah going on over here. They're about to swear. There's going to be a psak yachloiku. What's this grabbing? What's the shayla b'chal? A Kohen is grabbing because everyone, even the Bezdin, nobody knows, and maybe it's a Bechor. The Yisrael also knows it might be a Bechor. No one, and he's grabbing. But Reuven grabbing the talis, we see a gezel. But we said a different part from Reb Chaim HaKoyin, Heller, the brother of the Ksois and the Kuntras HaSpekis, he says, we don't mind switching the characters of who gets the Hamoytzim HaKavel of Haraya back and forth. But by Talis, when the Psak was supposed to be Achloiku, if Reuven's going to grab it, and Bezdin will say, oh wow, that's a nice thing, and even if Shimon's screaming, we'll give it to Reuven, we're changing the rules. We're switching it from Yachloiku to Hamoytzim HaKavel of Haraya. Switching Hamoytzim HaKavel of Haraya on different people is fine. Me. Upper switching from Yachloiku is different. This is Nigeya by various other Yachloikus as well. But, oh. Zok the Gemara, that's all true. If Reuven was Tokafid and Shimon right away, or Akoponim within the reasonable that accepted, like each recent time, to react, protest, scream, try to grab it back for Chule. But the Gemara opens up with a new topic. When Reuven grabbed it, Shimon was Shosak. So there's going to be an element of Shtika Kahida. And today we're going to talk about Harchava. Shtika Kahida might mean, and maybe there are Rishonim that hold like this. Imagine if Reuven even didn't grab it, but Shimon, in the middle of that entire, right before they scream, they're still holding it. You hear my son, they're still holding it at the Karkash, the both of them. And Shimon says, I have something to say. I want to hereby admit that I did go running very closely for this talus, but Reuven got there first. I want to admit. The Pemola, he says, what's going to be the din?
Case closed.
Case closed. Ashram. Avada Reuven gets it, I'll say Dostal din. If Shimon would grab it back, would he be able to get it? If Shimon would now bring an Edim, 100 Edim, that are made that he picked it up first. What? It's still going to go to Reuven. Haidos Baldin? Kameh, so then it should be 100 against 100. Kameh is loved after. I want to make an important announcement. The Shtika in our Sugya, Sai by Shosak Vachar Kach Tzobach, and Sai by Shosak, even the Tchil of Atzoik, Atzoik means even after he walked out of Bezdin, probably is not paramount to Shimon getting up and saying, I only admit that I picked it up, that I got there second, that I grabbed, I latched on after Reuven picked it up. It's not that much. Loi mi boy by Shosak Vachar Kach Tzobach, maybe even Shtika Mitchil of Atzoik. It's not mamish Shtika Kahida. Mom is paramount to Shimon saying the words, yes, I hereby admit that Reuven picked it up first. So if it's not that, what is it? I don't want to discuss that today, Baruch Hava, but I want to slowly warm this up. That shtika of our sugya might not mamish mean shtika kaidah. But having said that, as an important announcement, I want to get back to the Shakla Bataria. The Gemara speaks out that there's a chilik between, and I quote, shasek v'char kach tzavach, which is Reb Zeira's shayla, which is a suffix if Reuven will get to keep it, and as opposed to a different case, which the Gemara describes as Shasak mitchil of Atzoif, which what the Gemara says is, for sure, you want to use the Sprach case closed, that Reuven will win, but even that, I want to limit how dramatic Shimon's shtika mitchil of Atzoif is. There might still be ways, hint, if Shimon will bring Aiden that he picked it up first, maybe because it's a game changer, we're going to see. Case not totally closed. But having said that, we want to re-mention just, and I confused somebody earlier with this on Thursday, I want to clarify it.
Maybe a solid guy does.
I'm going to discuss. Right. If it's Bechlal, yes, there's also the Ksais Bechlal here, but I know, but that I want to discuss some other chapter besides the Ksais even. We're going to soon discuss that about the Tahidah, but one second. On Thursday, we sell the Vek and the Poor and the Kudah. We elaborately explain in the various Sittas of the Rishonim that on the spectrum of when, window of opportunity, the Shimon's reaction was, there could be mamish, the first split second that Reuven even starts, his original attempted first grab at it, Shimon right away reacts. We said there's a 10-20 second tug where if Shimon reacted before the end of that might also still be called Sabach Miyad, Machloikis Mishainim. Then there's even after Reuven finally successfully detached all 10 of Shimon's fingers from the Karkashta. There's a tzad that Shimon reacts right away then. Careful. Even that, some Rishonim called Sabach Miyad. Many don't. Then there's, Shimon still didn't talk, but a few minutes later in the proceedings of Bezdin finally says, politely or not so politely, he wants to start making his Sabach. And then there's finally walking out of Bezdin. If the island wants to slice it into more than five layers, I'm open to hear what the options could be. It can't just be more minutes. Let's pull that. But the Gemara only has three levels. So pick your choice. This is a big topic. I'm crunching it into quickly.
What about Sovach Shosak Sovach?
No, the minute he's Sovach, he politely did it once for protocol Mistami, he's done. Mistami, he doesn't have to do anymore. But that, okay, let me think about it. I'll keep quiet and then react to it again. 1 second. In those levels, though, your choices are Avado Shosak Matil Matsoif. He walked out of Bezdin. You hear that? Reuben and Shimon both walked out of Bezdin with Reuben happily holding it. Shimon not having yet reacted. That's Avado, the level called Shosak Matil Matsoif. Shimon screaming Mamish at the beginning of the Haschal of the Tug is for sure called Sabach Miyad. The three levels in between, look at the Ritva Rash Ramban, it's all there. You have your option set for you. The Hainu, I'm screaming you that there could even be a tzad that even if he first starts screaming a few minutes after, right away after it was totally out, it still might be called Sabach Miyad. But again, that's subject to a Machlekes Rishonim. Another important Nakuda was the issue of the Rishonim of is there any significance that the Gemara is it befaneinu in front of Bezdin? Or what if it was in front of Edim? Careful. In front of Edom, or what if it wasn't even in front of Edom, meaning no one was there, but there happens to be behind the fence there were Edom watching what happened, but they don't know that. What's the issue? The issue is, and again, extreme machlokes Rishonim, at one end is Rishonim that say that the minute it's not in front of Bezdin, a person has no reason to have to scream, and even if Edom Yachori HaGeder saw him keep quiet, chill, he was still, because no one saw, and he doesn't have to react to it. To the other extreme, that Pumfaket, when it's not in Bezdin, then you mamish have to scream right away, because your excuse of I saw the Rabbanan relying on that, and I relied on that, is going to be subject to change. Now, a few interesting questions I don't think we handled yet. Again, I'm confusing the other way, but the three levels. Sabach Miyad, Shasak, Sabach Miyad, Vadai, it goes back to Yachloiku. Shasak Metchil Levat Soif, Vadai is a Haidah, quote, Haidah, and the Reuven gets the whole thing. Shasak, Vacharkach, Sabach, is Rav Zeira Shailam. Question. If the situation was that Shimon was Yodei Magas on 20%. Let's keep it that Reuven was totally on the fringe. Reuven was totally Karkashta. Shimon was 20% Yodei Magas. What am I clearing? I'm clearing a lot of things. Every stage of the sugya, would the rules be different? I have a lot of thoughts, maybe even Shasak Metchila Vatsoif doesn't apply on the Yodei Magas part. He doesn't have to react for that part, and maybe that he'll for sure get back anyways. Maybe the Zechilik, if it's not in Bezdin and Yen Bezdin. I have a lot of Yodei Magas issues, meaning every stage in the sugya, reanalyze it on the Yodei Magas. I picked the one side of the Yodei Magas with Shimon having 20%. Another question. What if the assumption was that this was the classic case of the ration where Reuben said coolishly, Shimon said coolishly? What if Reuben said coolishly and Shimon had said chetzishly? So as is, he was only going to get a quarter. And now there's the whole tukach with a shtika, with all that. Are the rules going to be spelled out the same or things will be different? Bear that in mind, we're going to soon discuss. Now, I want to discuss what I mentioned in the announcement. It's possible that a scenario where Shimon gets up and says, I hereby want to admit Pepe Mole that Reuven picked it up first, is not the same as Shimon being quiet in his reaction to Reuven's tkifa, but on so many different levels. Lamashal, the Ksois was mentioned, we're going to come back to it, but the Ksois says, interesting Kiddush, the Ksois says that when Rashi says that the case over here was, it was Kaidim Shenishbu, the Ksois says that, turn up the volume, what do we hear in Shimon's shtika? What do we hear in Shimon's shtika, says the Ksois? It's as if, it's a big chiddush, a very big chiddush, it's as if Shimon's saying, I'm not swearing. Why should we read it like that? But that's what he says. Shimon is saying, I'm not going to swear. And says the Ksois, that's why he loses. By the way, is that true? Is that true? Reuben and Shimon are holding it, and all of a sudden, Bezdin says, by the way, get ready, guys. Reuben and Shimon. You're both going to be swearing, and then you'll get it. And Shimon says, far as I'm not planning to swear. My Baba said, not to, I'm not planning to swear. Many Achronim say, it was a nice suggestion. There's no mitoichan and the Rabbanon here. Fafalan. But the Ksois obviously doesn't know that by Shimon quietly, reacting with quietness, and saying with his shtika, I'm not going to swear, he loses. So that's interesting. The Ksois learns that that's called losing. But there's other pshatim in the shtika. Another pshat is,
according to that pshat, Edom then come and override.
Soon. Yeah, excellent. Avada. That's the fill-in, but one second. I want to say a different Shem Shtika. Oh! Why can't Reuven grab it if Shimon reacts right away? Let's recap that. What was the nusach? Not the Ramban. What was the nusach we said? The nusach we said a lot, but we said, you look like a gazlan. You know what the shtika is? The shtika is, I'm allowing him to take it. He doesn't look like a gazlan. I'm allowing the tfisa. That's all it is. It's a and it's not the part of the ksais either. Not that I admit in chronological on the video, you'll see Reuven pick it up first. No, not that. And not also an announcement that I'm not planning to swear. It's, I'm allowing him to take it. So, whereas if I'm Savach, he doesn't win with his grabbing because he looks like a Goslin. My shtika makes him look not like a Goslin. I want to say a more lumdish nusach to that. It's part of a bigger shtikl Torah. You know what? Let me first change it the other way. Imagine Reuven and Shimon are holding him to the bezdin, and Shimon Taka says, excuse me, I want to make an announcement. I hereby admit that I picked it up second, Reuven picked it up first, I latched onto him. Anyway, Shimon can salvage his situation then, 10 minutes later. L'chayrut is a famous halacha, it's a sugya, a lot of places in Shas, that by Hidos Valdin, if the moide has an amasla, has a decent excuse, he can come and say, I only said it because, fill in the blank, Reuven was hinting at things, I remember that, or I wanted, I was mashat anibach. Even on Hidos Hamamish, there's ways out called amasla, chazar tivi, and Meshata. How come you don't have that here? You know, the Gemara says Chasalei Rabbanan. Why is that different than a Masla? The Teretz is Minei Ubei, because this is not the real Hadar. This is now the other end. It's not Mamash Hadar. It's just, I was quietly allowing him to be Shaisen. I want to say Alam Deshan Nusach, though, for this. Yeah, well, there's a lot to do. One second. I want to say Alam Deshan Nusach. Yeah. Maybe the Shtik here is something else. Let me tell you something interesting. By Shnayim Oichsim, do you know they're both holding it by the Karkashta? And yes, there's a famous Chakira, blue, green, or all gray, but they're both holding it. Do you know that they both have to say Kula Shali? If Reuven says Kula Shali, and Shimon just says doesn't say anything, he's holding the Karkashta. We're looking at him. It doesn't say anything. What's the din? What? Reuven says Kula Shali, and Shimon keeps quiet.
Reuven's a Haidah.
You want to say case closed or a different Shema? It's a Haidah, you have to come out to Haidah. There's a different part over here. One second. If Shimon's wearing a jacket, Shimon's wearing a talus. Shimon's holding the talus, Yodim Agas, wearing the talus, and Reuven comes and takes it. Shimon has to say Kula Shali. When one person is exclusively holding something, he doesn't even have to say the words Kula Shali. Shnayim Oichsim already, I'm showing you, is different. You got to say Kula Shali. Okay, but they both said it. Fine. But let me go a step further. There's a big chiddush from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. There's a famous rule called Chazaka Kol Ma Shatachas Yad Odom Havashaloi. It's not exactly clear where the Makar for this is. The Rishonim say it's not a Gemara. But there's a klal, Chazaka Kol Ma Shatachas Yad Odom Havashaloi. Says Rabbi Shul like this, an interesting chiddush. We always assume something that's in your hand, or in your house, or in your rishus is yours. Ad Kedekach, there's a halach, this is not Rabbi Shul, this is a Hakdama. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, it's a Ramah in Simin Tzadik Tesin Chayshin Mishpat, quoted from the Torah. Aloiva owes somebody money. And the Malva comes to the Loiva to take the money. A star, but aid him everything. He owes the money. The Loiva doesn't have any money. He doesn't have a house. He's living somewhere in someone else's house. He doesn't have cash. The thing is, I'm not going into all the details when the Sajan, the Balkhoiv, and all the details how you pay someone, but there are scenarios where, yes, the Malva can take something of the Loivas. Maybe Bezdin has to get involved. Maybe he can manage to do it himself. Don't ask me questions from these cases about whether Obed in Nishdin or Nafshek. There's an idea that the Malva can take something from the Loiva. And the Malva is about to take the Loiva's piano in lieu of payment for the Halva. And the Loiva says, oops, it's not mine, it's a pekudin, it's my neighbor's. I'm sorry, I pick something else, and I don't have anything else, sorry. The din is, he's not believed, because we say, chazok kol mashat tachas yad adam havashaloi. He's not believed. And the Ramah adds, he has a migu, he can go give it to the neighbor, and say, here, take your piano, wink, wink, take your piano back. If he actually doesn't, maybe, but if he doesn't do it, chazok kol mashat tachas yad adam havashaloi. Over here, by the way, usually people quote that concept for Litoivas somebody. Here the guy's getting messed over for it. The Malva has a right to take the Loiva's thing, and Cheskes Koma doesn't allow him to sort of say it's not his. Says Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin, by Shnayim Oichsim Batalis, that's not true. Imagine, Shnayim Oichsim Batalis, and these guys are busy fighting about the Talis, Reuven and Shimon, but meanwhile, Shimon, who's a Loiva, comes a different Malva and says, by the way, you owe me money, and Shimon looks at him, I have nothing. He says, you have a half a Talis. I see you have a green half of a Talis. He says, oh yeah, bro, this green half of the Talis is also not mine. It belongs to my neighbor. I'm just holding it for him. Says Rabbi Shua Leib, he'll be believed. In Shnayim Oichsim, your status is not so high-ended. It's not Cheskes Koma. What?
He's seeing that on the whole thing?
No, on his half. There's no Cheskes Koma. You want to hear a secret? You know what the shtika does in our sugya? Shimon's shtika is upgrading Reuven to that higher level of Cheskes Koma. That's what the shtika is doing. I have other nishkais. I'm just trying to bring out a point. That the shtika over here in the sugya, Shimon's lack of reaction, is not, I hereby admit I picked it up second. Reuven was there first. No, it's not that. It's like the choice, I'm not planning to swear. It's, you're not looking like a Goslin, and I offered you now a nunasich. It's, I'm allowing him to get the higher ended Cheskes Koma. Why is the Gemara mit ishtake du oidli? It's a good taina. It's a good taina. It's a good taina. I'm not going to keep quiet on the question. I'm going to say back that the Rishayim say, even though it uses the sprach of du oidli, we're going to b'cholik and level it. But I want you to bear in mind, there might be a chilik, I haven't done it yet, I hinted to it, between Shasak v'chakach tzadach and Shasak matchil v'atzoif. Maybe Shasak matchil v'atzoif, maybe yeah, is the real deal. Moida he picked. We're going to soon see about that.
So if we read about the talis, we can say that.
After Shimon was not tzadach, yes, that's part of what's coming out from the shtickle. Oh, and the gimel, and Tyson scored it on the base. That's an excellent kasha. You have to know. We're going to conveniently not remember that base gimel, but you're right. The hanach, we have to bring it all back in. Yes, not right now, but we do. You're right. So ha'ara, the Ran.
What? Upgrades the Cheskes Koma
of Reuven
and lowers his.
Yes, about it. It's always it, there's no vacuum. There's no vacuum.
They originally had.
No, they originally both didn't. Meaning, even though I'm going on blue-green, even blue-green, it wasn't like Mamash, I was like true blue. Sorry for whatever. It was a little bit less. Now, in the middle-level case, Shasak Bachar Kach Tzavach. So what's from Zayir's Chakira? Psychological. Do we say the fact that Shimon initially didn't react and then eventually did? What does initially mean and what does eventually mean? Three-way Machloek is Rishayim. But whatever, in that situation, that Shimon, again, didn't initially react but eventually did, is it a Haidah or not? Now, Parsha Pshat before the Chiddushi HaRan, where either Masupik, it is a Haidah, or it's Mamish not. Is it, it's Mamish at Sabach Miyad, or it's Mamish at Shasim Mithil Batzai? Comes the Ran, and he says no. He says, it's exactly what it is. It's a Sufik Haidah. It's a Sufik Haidah. Okay, and as a Sufik Haidah, so who wins? I'm Mamish confused now. So I'm analyzing the situation here. There's Reuven holding a kakashta, Shimon holding a kakashta. It was pending for a yachloiku. A scuffle happened with Shimon's reaction being a sort of quasi initially and then eventually, or let's use this rachin and gemara, shasav akakav tzavach, which the Ran says is categorized as a suffix haidah. Yes, so be the dayan. Who are you going to give it to? So who gets it? So who gets it?
Because that was the din in the first place that they each had.
So who gets it? So who gets it? So what's the din?
50%.
That's not what the gemara says. The gemara says Reuven wins everything. No, but why does Reuven get everything? One second. Reuven grabbed it. Shimon was shasak b'char kach tzavach, creating a batsim, suffix haidah. And now that we have a suffix, so the din is, Reuven gets the whole thing. Why isn't that? It should be yachloiku. So everyone said, because who's holding it out? Did you forget the story? What happened? Reuven grabbed it, Shimon initially, and then, so who's holding it? Reuven. So why does, so now I want to ask a spitz rabbi, say this is so gishmak lom b'shakasha. Before you knew about the Chiddushi HaRan, when we just opened up the sugya and it's a Shnai Moichsem and Reuven grabs it, could Reuven Stamazai grab it? Could Reuven Stamazai grab it? With a Tzvacha? No. So what happens now in the Ran? We created a Safek Haidah, and then, Safek Haidah, so then Reuven gets to keep it because he's holding it. Why? But I thought he's not allowed to grab it, me Safek. Why is it different than the Ran? It's supposed to be buzzing here and annoying you. It's supposed to be annoying.
And it sounded that the Haidah was good. And it's like, yeah, they did.
100%, but Bishleim, excellent. So Bishleim, and not like the Ran, that would miss Supik if it's a Haidah or not, I get it. But like the Ran, that it is the Etzem. It's categorized as a Supik Haidah. So why is Reuven allowed to grab it when there's a Supik Haidah? So when Ibn Chacham told me, because now there's a fake Sveika. Reuven has two reasons to win. There's a Supik, maybe he picked it up first. And there's also a Supik, maybe Shimon admitted. Two Sveikas already lets Reuven grab it. You don't like that shot so much? Oh, so you want to bring? He wants to know if Ksubas is not so pushy. You might see with his fake staker. Poseidon. That's one option. I want to say something else. Maybe the oinik, and I didn't say this yet. The reason why Reuven can't grab it originally in the sugya is because it's a tfisa la'achash and ayla safik. But now that Reuven is grabbing it, and with Shimon's initial not reaction and then reacting right now as we're speaking, we're not speaking, is the creation of the safik haidah. It's not a tfisa la'achash and ayla safik. It's a tfisa b'shosh and ayla safik. Such a tfisa does work. It does. Ran doesn't say. I'm saying big lom de shavar over here. That the original tfisa was tfisa la'achash and ayla safik. But now that Reuven grabbing it creates that suffix haidah, and Bevasachas, Reuven's grabbing lets it happen.
Why wouldn't an 8F work then?
Who said it wouldn't? At this stage, who said it wouldn't?
Shine lets in, without the tikif.
Yeah.
I thought the Ron's
Lundus,
as we were saying, it's almost like the blue-green grade.
100% it is.
Eidach
is not enough for that.
Eidach could beat the Suffolk moment.
100%. Who says Eidach wouldn't work on that?
It's a nice Shiloh.
So Rabbi Kivay already asked that on the Rosh, and they said Eidach, maybe it's not that, with an Eidach. That was like Yar from the Rosh. That was excellent point, but that was like Yar. We saw that, but that's very good.
It's not Haidah of the Suffolk, it's Kimei Eidach.
But the Ran, it's a bad suffix haidah. I want to say one more nusach. One of the nusachos we said why Reuven can't grab it is because he looks like a goslin. If there's already a situation of a suffix haidah, he doesn't look like a goslin. There's a suffix, maybe he was white. He has a right to grab it. But maybe it goes back to the story said earlier. Ain't adam pirish me suffix moment. But again, I don't want to be on this. I think it's a nekudelos gadabai in the oimek advarim like the Ran. Why is it so partial? Hare, the whole time we were pumping why Reuven is not allowed to stam as I grab it, even though there's a suffix who belongs to. So now, what was the suffix originally? Who picked it up first? Now it created a new atmosphere of a suffix. Shimon's initial not reaction and then reacting creates a suffix haidah. Oh, and Reuven can grab it in such a case? Yes, why? It's something to think about. Another thing, I saw it from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Wow, this I saw recently. Very interesting ha'ara. How did the Ksois farshtei the shtika? Remember, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is blue. Don't forget that. Reuven is blue, Shimon is green. Shimon's keeping quiet is Shimon saying, I'm not planning to swear. And let's assume the Ksois holds. When a guy says, I'm not going to swear, he loses. So therefore, what happens? Who gets it and how much? Reuven gets everything. Does Reuven have to swear? No. Frech Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, why not? I understand that Shimon was mevater and not swearing on his green half, and we tell him, Shimon, you're not getting your green half. You're not swearing, you're not getting your green half. Why does that let Reuven get his blue half without swearing? I'm going to say it again. It's so geschmack.
They're
written. What?
We just swear
on the club. To the Bezdin.
Well, we gave all these.
It's anyway, Shavuos Nightland. One second. That was very good, by the way, both of them. But one second, I want to ask the question again. The situation was that it was pending for Nishban v'Noy Kolach Yishbal Chetzi Nishba v'Yachloiku. Came Reuven and staged a tkifa. Came Shimon and reacted with a shasak v'chakach tzav. Came the Ksois and says, how do we read into a shasak v'chakach tzavach? It's Shimon announcing, I'm a vater on my shvua. And then poof, Reuven gets everything. Let me elaborate. He adds to the question. He says, I understand, I get it, that Shimon, Bibalti, didn't swear. He loses his option of getting the green with the shvua. But then why is it so simple that Reuven should get everything? He should still have to swear on his blue, and then have to swear on the green also as Gilgal. And then he adds even more to insult. He said, why does Reuven only swear on half the Derek Lal, and Shimon only swear on half? Because he's only getting half. How much is Reuven getting here? Everything, so let him swear on everything. Where did Reuven's Shvua go? According to the Ksois, something's bothering me with this question, I just don't know what. Let me just say the question again. According to the Ksois, that the gather of Shimon Shtika is not the dramatic, I hereby admit, Reuven picked it up first. It's one of the other Ksois, specifically we're talking about the Ksois' listen. What's the Ksois' listen? That Shimon Shtika is, I'm not planning to swear. And therefore, you're losing your green half, you're not going to get it even, since you're not swearing, you're not going to get your green half. Why does Reuven suddenly get everything without swearing? He should have to swear on his blue.
Isn't that a regular
behavior? Avada the Mashmais as he wins.
But the Rambam brings the halacha of the later case where they send him out and he comes back. The Gemara says, Maitzeh Chaver. The Rambam says, but that guy still has to make the shvua.
Who says? He says the first with the shvua.
Rambam says,
so I have to check. One second. So you want to say, even in Shasav Acharkach, Sabach, Reuven might still have to swear?
Yeah, a Maitzeh Chaver can still be with
it. That's a sketch.
You need an Eidechot for that to prove that.
That's a sketchier case.
I don't know. Yeah, I got you. It's a good dig. I don't know. But if Slam is Alman M. Don, that Kipshutai in Shasav Acharkach, Sabach, Reuven's grabbing, he's going to let him totally win without swearing. Fred there, if it's only Shimon stiffing off on his end of the shvua, why does that totally clean Reuven from a need for a shvua? We haven't even started. Rabbi, we got to start. Tom Shmuel, what?
That's called Yavinan.
Because Lamais is getting everything. Frek the Gemara, we're at Rav Zeira's Shaila. Toshma says the Gemara according to Brisa. Bemet varim amurim that the zidim of shnayim oichsim sheshneim adukin boy. Avol hoyse talus yoichsim itachas yodish lechem meyem amoichsim mechaber olav arayu. Frek the Gemara. Very nice brisa. Hechi domi. E name it tani pshita. You read this brisa literally. What does it say? That if two people come at the bez and Reuben's holding it and Shimon's not, and they both say kulishli, that Reuben wins. That can't be said in the brisa because it's pshita. Hagam. Rashi, Baba Metzia, Beizim and Aleph, the first Rashi on the Mishnah, elaborately said that. I don't know, it's in yeshivas that they learn slow, they spend a week on that Rashi. The Gemara says Pshita on that thing. How do you put so much fire in that first Rashi? The Gemara says that's for sure not the case. Right? The Ilu Hoya Biyad Echem and Levadai, Havi'ida Chamaitim and Rebel of Araya, and Pasha, he would lose. The Gemara is saying on that case it's Pshita. So the Gemara says, and Ella, we have to stage this brisa with an interesting case. By the way, the Gemara is going to have all other cases we're not going to get to today, where they went out of Beis Din and he came back and said he rented it. We're going to get to all those cases also. But Sakakol, we have a brisa which we're trying to first stay. And the Gemara says, what's the case of the brisa? Ela, she talk for echad befaneinu. So the Gemara says, Loi, talk about my skin in a whole new case. I want to talk about this case. Talk for echad befaneinu. Fregin the Rishayim. Talk for echad befaneinu. Who's that? Who's the echad that was talkas? Reuben, thank you. And what did Shimon react? Careful. If Shimon screamed right away, no, not Pshita, fuck it. If Shimon...
I understand,
but I want to speak out why. If Shimon would react right away, whatever right away means, what's the din? Yachloik, so that's a bad enough shot of the Brisa. Fred and Alan Rishonim, why did the Gemara name on that the Brisa is tailor-made, pun intended, for Reb Zeira's case, and then you have a Hachra. By the way, what's the Hachra? That Reuven does win, Hamaitim Echavel of Raya, Reuven does win in Reb Zeira's case, Slicha, how do you have a raya that Reb Zeira wins in his case? Maybe Loilam in Reb Zeira's case, it's not a suffolk haidah. Maybe if, as long as in the rebound he finally eventually screamed, we will give it back to Yachloik. Aye, there's a brisa that describes the case that Reuven's going to win. Shkoyich, the brisa is going when it was shasak. Whatever that means. So there's two options you have here. Some Rishonim speak out. Rashi, I think, even also. Some Rishonim say the reason why we couldn't zetzayim the brisa that Reuven grabbed it and Shimon was shasak metchila vatsoif that Reuven wins because then it would be pshita. That's why we had no choice for the brisa. Saying a chiddush, it must be it's Reb Zeira's punct case. The Goyin over here brings and the Ritva brings it and it's a huge topic and I want to open it up now. You know why we couldn't zetzayim the brisa by shasak metchila vatsoif? Because if it's shasak metchila vatsoif, of course Reuven wins, case closed. I wouldn't use the words Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya for two reasons. First of all, Reuven wins because of Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. If Shimon was Shasa Metchila Vatzoif, what wording would you use? Shtika Kaido. But it's even worse, Reuven Dachroinim. Naniach Yukvetch, Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. Don't say it, Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. Bomb, Reuven wins. Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya says that Shimon does have a way to still win. To bring Adam, what do the Adam say? Olav Araya, to bring a Raya, what would the Raya be?
Shimon picked it up first.
That he has Adam, that he picked it up first. Would Shimon get it if he has Adam? 100 Adam that he picked it up first? If it was Shasak Mitchila Vatsoif?
No.
No, because it was ready Haidos Valdin.
Only going through the
Tzoyf. No. And by Shasak Mitchila Vatsoif, could be ever, that's the Shaila. So the Goin says, El Shatak Vechem Befaneinu, Uchahai Gavna. Kahai Gavna means it was Shasak Vachakak Tzavak. Why? The Ibis Shasak. Loi mehani raya. Even a raya won't help. That's how the Gemara knew. Frek the Rishash. This is so gishma. Frek the Rishash. The Rishash had a scam. The Rishash says, even if it's true that shasak mitchila vatsoif really means a haidah. Mamash a haidah. A haidah that Shimon, by keeping quiet the entire time, was aka admitting that Reuben picked it up first. It still makes sense to use the words Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Haraya to tell Shimon, hey Shimon, you want to get it back? Bring a Raya, says the Rishash. Not a Raya that he picked it up first. That's going to help him with a Kapara. What could Shimon bring as Adam as a Raya? No, that's not Adam.
The Shtika was not intended for Adam.
How do you do that? We don't have the machines that read machines that read his mind like that. What?
He said to a guy on the side.
Adam did
that
what?
Maybe.
That he picked it up first.
I'm being chasing, but I want it to happen. I want it to be.
He had Adam that he made him a serious Maidah. That's the opposite of the Masla. No, the Rashash is something else. What? Adam. I just want to check one second. It's set to look at the Rashash. You're quoting the Rashash or you thought of it yourself? No, okay. The Rashash said, no, by the way, don't say good things also. Ramasla. Shimon made a Mesiris Maidah in advance, and I know what his Mesiris Maidah is, by the way. He said, I know Reuben's an Inish Alam, and I know he might grab it, and I'm planning to keep quiet if he does, but you should just know. No, the Rashash says something else. The Rashash says, if Reuben, in front of Edom, would admit that it wasn't his, that he didn't pick it up first, that Shimon picked it up first, b'peh mole, that's a starker haidah than Shimon's shtika haidah. So says the Rishash, we can say, so he comes back to Kasha. Who told the Gemara not to zet zayin the brayso by shasa mitchila vat soif? Because then it wouldn't be true. Hamoytze mechaber olav haraya. Says the Rishash, I'm an Eloi, I have a case. He'll bring a raya that Reuven admitted back b'peh mole. Frek Rav Asher, you know what? If your kasha was that it says Hamoytze mechaber olav haraya, and how could a raya help? So then you nailed it. You found it in your imagination. You found the case that a raya helps. He says Rav Asher, that's what was bothering you. There's a more fundamental kasha. The brisa paskins hamoytzi veicharei olav haraya. That's not the psak. If it was shasim mechila batsoif, what's the psak? Shtika gaida, case closed, done deal. The brisa is still shver. It's grada true. If you'll bring a raya that he admitted back to you, so that's grada true. But that's not pshat in a brisa. The brisa says that the psak is hamoytzi mechavei olav haraya.
According to Ketzos, either shtika mechila batsoif, you could bring aiden. It's 80
Nishma,
80 Nishma, no? What? Isn't that the Ketzos
says? Yes. That's why the Ketzos says, because of this problem. I'm going to try it. You're right. Again, I'm going now with the Mahalach that Shasa Netchila Vatzoyf is a real Haidah. Only Shasa Vachakach Tzavach is not. And on that side, we say, so then how does the Raya help? So we're coming up with a scam why Raya helps. There's another pshat, the Beis Yosef brings interesting svara. If the guy ends up bringing Edom that he picked it up first, assuming that he knew he had such Edom, I don't know for sure, but assume, because it could be Edom out of the blue, but assuming he knew he had such Edom, that could now retroactively tell us, maybe that's why he was quiet, even Mitchila Batsoif. He knew he had backup. It's a circle of reasoning. He was quiet Mitchila Batsoif because he knew that the Edom are eventually going to come. His shtika was never a shtika, but we only know that later on. You know what? That's also not kishmak. I remember Rabosh asked it. That it's not Hamoytzim Chavel of Araya. Hamoytzim Chavel of Araya means what? And when you finally bring the Raya, then you win because of your Raya. You're not bringing because of your Raya. You're winning. The fact that you brought a Raya shows that the thing. No, the Marshal, let's say the agent come in, the bath to be made, and you know that that's made, and he dropped dead. Something, I don't know. Something boxed up on the agents. You don't need the Raya. You just need the Raya as a proba that his Shtika wasn't a Shtika. That's a shot. That's the Pesach of Hamoytzim Chavel of Araya. Now, very important. Shulchan Aruch says, here's the Ramah, and I'm going to get that otherwise. The Aidos fell in. Hey, Shimon, it's not going to help you to bring Aidos that you picked it up first. Your Shtika fried you to the extent that it's a Haidah. Haidah is Valdin. Even Aidos that you picked it up first is not going to help. The Shach and the Ramah and the Tzois and all the parts of Achareim are all tumbling. This Ramah, is it only going on Shasak Vacharkach Tzavach? Or is it even going on Shasak Metchilavat Soif? Careful. Some want to say it's only going on Shasak Metchilavat Soif because they want to split it. They want to say that Shasak Metchilavat Soif is Taka Hoidah. As such, it's Edom won't help. Shasak Vachakach Tzavach is the lower level. Pick your choice now. The Ksois is Nosach, the Gezela Nosach, we said four Nosachos today. Others say no, that even in Shasak Vachakach Tzavach, it's possible that Edom won't help. Now, an interesting question. The Rashba asks, what if Reuben grabbed it not in front of Beis Din? The Oilam remembers, what did we say? We said, in front of Beis Din, quickly, Tzavach helps. Shtikim etchila vatzoyf is a haidah. Shosak vacharkach tzavach is the suffix of Rav Zeira. That's if it's in front of Beis Din. What if it's not in front of Beis Din? Careful, what's the din? We had extreme shittas in the Rishayim. One option was, when it's not in front of Beis Din. What? I can't hear what? You have to be tzavach from the beginning. The minute you're not tzavach from the beginning, who wins? Reuben wins. And the other option was no, if I cared, not in front of Bezdin, you could stay quiet the whole time. The Rash Bashita was that not in front of Bezdin, you have to scream right away. Frek the Rashba on himself. Why didn't the Gemara Zet sign careful? Why didn't the Gemara Zet sign the Brisa in that case? How do you know to be Machariah Reb Zeira Shaila? Reb Zeira was clearing when he did it in front of Bezdin. Zet sign the Brisa when he grabbed it, not in front of Bezdin. And then it's going to be a. So some say Bashita. It's interesting, even though other Rishonim are here on the Rashba, but like the Rashba is Bashita. The other option is to say no. Maybe then, maybe not in Beis Din. It's a real shtika kaida, and even Edom won't help. Now, this is the finale over here. One last time. Reuven and Shimon are in Beis Din. Kaidim Shinishbu. It's pending for a Psak Yachloik. What's supposed to play out is that they both swear and then they go to Yachloik. A game changer. Ruvain. Ruvain comes and grabs it. And we have our options how Shimon reacted. Shimon reacts right away with its tzvacha, it goes back to Yachloik. Shimon reacts or doesn't react with a full, whatever it means, shasa mechila batzoi, vada yitzahoy do, we call it. In the middle, we have shasa v'chakach tzavach. We also have what's when it's not in bed. And we declared we have a cryptic brisa, which be'ezer Hashem tomorrow, we're going to have other pshatim in the brisa. For those that saw it in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, they bring all of the yukimtis, the hemshecha gemara, the next sif. We're going to have more Marvel Kemis tomorrow, but today's a school for tomorrow because the new Kimtis the Gemara gives are all the Ram. There's three Kimtis in the Brisa, the Rambam, Mishnah, Chonoch, all three of them. But again, at this point, the Gemara wanted to say, what's the case in this cryptic Brisa that if Reuben's holding it himself, he wins? It can't be literally if Reuben's holding itself. It's exactly tailor made this case that Reuben grabbed it. Shimon was a Shasa Machakach Tzavach in front of a Bezdin, and it says Reuben wins. And we got involved. What if it's a real Haidah? Maybe it doesn't help. Now, until now, our issue was, what Becholifin could Shimon do? Careful. What B'cholifin could Shimon do to get back his green half? Forget about everything. What could Shimon do to get back his green half? One second. What could Shimon do to get back his green half? Reuben grabbed it. Shimon reacted already with a shasak v'chakach tzavach. It's pending for a loss over here. Reuben's going to win. We talked about, will Shimon will be able to win if he brings in Eidos? The Ramah says no, but there's a machlokes is that going on this case of shasak v'chakach tzavach. There's another topic in the Rambam, a big topic we're going to have to talk about still tomorrow, Rambam also, before we move on. What if Shimon grabs it back? Shimon grabs it back, and this time, what was Reuben's reaction?
Screaming the whole time.
So there's two pierces in the Rambam. It's interesting. The Rambam's lashon is...
Did
you see the
lawyer?
I never saw it.
The Shulchan Aruch is the same thing with that, right?
I know. The Rambam says... Both time I took him over Shem Tech and Yad Chavei. Chosem Hashem, that's Shimon in our books. V'tok from Erishayim, Ruvain, Afal Pisha Ruvain, now there's two girsis. Loitzavach Metchila Vatzach, even if he didn't scream at all, or even if he did scream. The Rambam says, it gets reinstated back to Yachloiku. And the Ravid argues and he says, what's the Lashon? Ain't Tam Lazeh. What's this Machloikus, Rambam and Ravid, Anaya Maisa? Whether after we already staged a shtika kahaydah sort of not exactly thingy that Reuven gets everything, and we have a whole issue if Shimon can even get back with Eidos, we now have an issue if Shimon could get it back just by grabbing it, not to get everything. He wants to grab it and then reinstate it back to Yachloiku. So I'll tell you an interesting grah. The grah says this issue. This is Rabbi says Sisrei Torah. I'm going to tell you a statement. It's in the Dark Ebay show. This issue, if after Reuven grabbed it and it was a shtika semi kahayda, and therefore Reuven was pending to win, I'll quote Hamoitz Machvel Varaya. If Shimon re-grabs the entire thing back for him to be able to get his half back, is Tali in the Machlokes if Takfei Kayin might see in me other or ain't might see in me other? You have to respect, you have to know what Takfei, but that's what they said. To be explained.
No last stage. In the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, this is in the Rambam, but maybe it's not like that. Rambam's getting the Shulchan Aruch to ask on. What's going on? Whenever Shimon was able to grab it, and we had a spur that said that it's his.
Meaning even the best shot.